Award-winning writer and poet Pauletta Hansel recently made a stop in eastern Kentucky, which is where she first realized she was a writer and poet. The first poet laureate of Cincinnati spent time in her hometown of Jackson reading from her new book of poetry, Coal Town Photograph. For WEKU, I'm Sherry Lawson.
I'm the father of John and Jesse.
Hi, good to see you again.
Good to see you.
It's a rainy Wednesday evening in Breathitt County, Kentucky. Award-winning writer and poet Pauletta Hansel is greeting people who've come to the library at Lee's College campus of Hazard Community and Technical College to hear her read from her latest book of poetry, Coal Town Photograph.
An ode to library basements and to the girl who skittered down the steps those bottomless Sunday afternoons to lose herself in possibility. You made me.
Hansel was born in Richmond, but says her family moved to Jackson when she was in about sixth grade. Her parents lived here more than 20 years. In addition to this being the place where she was an adolescent, it's the place she always came back to.
So this was home for many, many years, the place I would come for holidays and birthdays and, you know, everything in between. So I think about Jackson as being my hometown. My dad was a teacher here at Lee's College, and my mother started the first and at the time the only daycare center in Breathitt County, Kentucky. So between the two of them, they have had a relationship with about every family in the county.
On this night, the audience, many of whom remember Hansel growing up, are touched and inspired by her reading. Brenda Brewer went to high school with Hansel.
We've been so proud of her through the years. This is the first time I've actually got to see her and listen to her read. I really enjoyed it.
What touched you the most? Was there a moment or a poem or something that you really resonated with?
The poem's about her parents. A lot of that stuff described some of my family, actually. I could relate to what she said.
Dresses with rickrack on the collars and the hems that matched her own. My brother's Batman cape. A gown for a miniature Kentucky First Lady that sits somewhere in a museum. Candles, donuts, soup beans for my father. Jello salad with mayonnaise in the middle and a maraschino cherries. My aunt's wedding cake.
Breathitt County's property assessor, Irvin Allen, says when his sons were young, they attended Hansel's mom's daycare. He says hearing Hansel read makes him think about her parents.
My mind flooded back over the years, and I could see her and him both as she was reading. And I smelled and breathed everything that she was reading.
She built my father's first bookcase from polished boards and bricks and thin rods of metal that she threaded through the holes of the bricks and the holes in the boards she had drilled to line up exactly. Those rods held the contraption together, and even then I knew she was the one held us together like a strong spine.
Now the Appalachian writer is living in Cincinnati, where she was the city's first poet laureate. She's the author of 7 poetry collections. The most recent is Coal Town Photograph. Her 6th book of poetry, Palindrome, was awarded the prestigious Weatherford Award for the Best Appalachian Poetry Book of 2017, and she's managing editor of Pine Mountain Sand and Gravel, the literary publication of the Southern Appalachian Writers Cooperative. Tim Dunn is professor of English at Lee's College.
Her work has been as important as just about any other Appalachian poet, any poet of the region over the past decade.
Hansel has returned to Jackson to share her poetry and contribute to Project Heal Jackson. She says the project is a program started by writer and artist Theo Edmonds. It uses writing and other forms of art as a way of helping a community find hope within its issues. She's been spending time with students in the Breathitt County schools. Hansel says through writing activities, she's sharing with the students a message she received as a 6th grader when she attended Breathitt County Junior High.
You have something to say, and you're the only one who can say it in the way that you do, and so let's hear it.
She says being able to complete that circle is a real gift to her. Hansel will be reading from Coal Town Photograph at Briar Books in Lexington Friday evening. For WEKU, I'm Sherry Lawson.